The Art of Maneuver by Edward N. Lutwak. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Art of Maneuver by Edward N. Lutwak is a book that examines the concept of maneuver warfare and its application in modern warfare. The book is divided into three parts. The first part examines the history of maneuver warfare, from its origins in ancient times to its modern application. The second part looks at the principles of maneuver warfare, including the use of surprise, speed, and deception. The third part looks at the application of maneuver warfare in modern warfare, including the use of air power, cyber warfare, and special operations. The book begins by looking at the history of maneuver warfare, from its origins in ancient times to its modern application. Lutwak examines the various strategies and tactics used by ancient armies, such as the use of deception and surprise. He also looks at the development of maneuver warfare in the modern era, including the use of air power and mechanized forces. The second part of the book looks at the principles of maneuver warfare. Lutwak examines the use of surprise, speed, and deception as key elements of maneuver warfare. He also looks at the use of technology, such as cyber warfare and unmanned aerial vehicles, as well as the use of special operations forces. The third part of the book looks at the application of maneuver warfare in modern warfare. Lutwak examines the use of air power, cyber warfare, and special operations forces in modern warfare. He also looks at the use of information warfare and the use of psychological operations. The Art of Maneuver by Edward N. Lutwak is an insightful and comprehensive look at the concept of maneuver warfare and its application in modern warfare. The book examines the history of maneuver warfare, the principles of maneuver warfare, and the application of maneuver warfare in modern warfare. It is an essential read for anyone interested in the history and application of maneuver warfare. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Maneuver warfare is a strategy of indirect approach that seeks to defeat an enemy by outmaneuvering them rather than engaging them directly. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a strategy that seeks to outwit an enemy rather than engaging them directly, and is an indirect approach to warfare. Maneuver warfare is a strategy of indirect approach that seeks to defeat an enemy by outmaneuvering them rather than engaging them directly. This strategy is based on the idea that a commander can gain an advantage over an enemy by using speed, surprise, and flexibility to outwit them. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them to react to the commander's actions, rather than the other way around. This strategy is often used in asymmetric warfare, where one side has a much greater advantage in terms of resources and manpower. The Art of Maneuver by Edward N. Lutwak outlines the principles of maneuver warfare and how they can be applied in a variety of situations. The book explains how maneuver warfare can be used to gain an advantage over an enemy, even when the enemy has superior resources. It also explains how to use speed, surprise, and flexibility to outmaneuver an enemy and how to use terrain and other factors to gain an advantage. The book also provides examples of successful maneuver warfare strategies from history and how they can be applied in modern warfare. Maneuver warfare is a complex strategy that requires careful planning and execution. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach and must be tailored to the specific situation. However, when used correctly, it can be an effective way to gain an advantage over an enemy and achieve victory. Main idea number 2. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of surprise, speed, and concentration of force. Idea summary: maneuver warfare relies on the principles of surprise, speed, and concentration of force to outmaneuver an enemy. Maneuver warfare is a military strategy that relies on the principles of surprise, speed, and concentration of force to outmaneuver an enemy. It is based on the idea that a commander can achieve victory by outthinking and outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. This strategy requires a commander to be flexible and creative in their approach, as well as to have a deep understanding of the enemy's capabilities and weaknesses. By using surprise, speed, and concentration of force, a commander can create opportunities to gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. The Art of Maneuver by Edward N. Luttwak is a comprehensive guide to the principles and strategies of maneuver warfare. It provides an in-depth look at the history of maneuver warfare, its principles, and its application in modern warfare. The book also provides detailed analysis of the tactics and strategies used by successful commanders throughout history. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the art of maneuver warfare. Main idea number 3. Maneuver warfare is a form of psychological warfare that seeks to disrupt the enemy's decision-making process. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of psychological warfare that seeks to disrupt the enemy's decision-making process and gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of psychological warfare that seeks to disrupt the enemy's decision-making process and gain an advantage. It is based on the idea that the enemy can be outmaneuvered and outsmarted, rather than simply outfought. This type of warfare relies on the use of surprise, deception, and speed to create confusion and chaos in the enemy's ranks. It also seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their mistakes. The goal is to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the attacker to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is not just about physical movement, but also about psychological warfare. It seeks to create an environment of uncertainty and confusion in the enemy's ranks, making it difficult for them to make decisions. This can be done through the use of disinformation, propaganda, and other psychological tactics. The goal is to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the attacker to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a complex and sophisticated form of warfare that requires careful planning and execution. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach, and must be tailored to the specific situation. It requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as an understanding of the terrain and the environment. It also requires a great deal of creativity and flexibility, as the situation can change quickly and unexpectedly. Maneuver warfare is a powerful tool in the arsenal of any military commander. It can be used to gain an advantage over an enemy, and can be a decisive factor in the outcome of a battle. However, it is important to remember that it is not a substitute for traditional forms of warfare, and should be used in conjunction with other tactics. Main idea number 4. Maneuver warfare is a form of asymmetric warfare that seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their strengths. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of asymmetric warfare that seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their strengths to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of asymmetric warfare that seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their strengths. It is based on the idea that the enemy can be defeated by outmaneuvering them, rather than relying on brute force. This type of warfare requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the ability to think strategically and act quickly. It also requires the ability to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Maneuver warfare is a form of warfare that seeks to gain an advantage over the enemy by using surprise, speed, and agility. It is a form of warfare that seeks to outwit the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. By using maneuver warfare, a military force can gain an advantage over the enemy by exploiting their weaknesses and capitalizing on their strengths. This type of warfare requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the ability to think strategically and act quickly. It also requires the ability to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Maneuver warfare is a form of asymmetric warfare that seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their strengths. It is based on the idea that the enemy can be defeated by outmaneuvering them, rather than relying on brute force. This type of warfare requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the ability to think strategically and act quickly. It also requires the ability to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Maneuver warfare is a form of warfare that seeks to gain an advantage over the enemy by using surprise, speed, and agility. It is a form of warfare that seeks to outwit the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. By using maneuver warfare, a military force can gain an advantage over the enemy by exploiting their weaknesses and capitalizing on their strengths. This type of warfare requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the ability to think strategically and act quickly. It also requires the ability to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Additionally, maneuver warfare requires the ability to make quick decisions and to be flexible in order to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. Maneuver warfare is a form of asymmetric warfare that seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and capitalize on their strengths. It is based on the idea that the enemy can be defeated by outmaneuvering them, rather than relying on brute force. This type of warfare requires a deep understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the ability to think strategically and act quickly. It also requires the ability to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Additionally, maneuver warfare requires the ability to make quick decisions and to be flexible in order to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. This type of warfare also requires the ability to use deception and surprise to gain an advantage over the enemy. By using maneuver warfare, a military force can gain an advantage over the enemy by exploiting their weaknesses and capitalizing on their strengths. Main idea number 5. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational art that seeks to achieve strategic objectives through the use of tactical maneuvers. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational art that seeks to achieve strategic objectives through the use of tactical maneuvers, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational art that seeks to achieve strategic objectives through the use of tactical maneuvers, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that the most effective way to defeat an enemy is to outmaneuver them, rather than relying on brute force. This approach requires a high degree of flexibility and creativity, as well as an understanding of the enemy's strengths and weaknesses. It also requires a deep understanding of the terrain and the environment in which the battle is taking place. By using maneuver warfare, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy by exploiting their weaknesses and avoiding their strengths. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of speed, surprise, and concentration of force. Speed is essential in order to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. Surprise is also important, as it can help to catch the enemy off guard and create confusion. Finally, concentration of force is necessary in order to ensure that the enemy is overwhelmed and unable to respond effectively. By using these principles, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve their strategic objectives. Maneuver warfare is a complex and difficult form of operational art, but it can be a powerful tool in the hands of a skilled commander. By understanding the principles of maneuver warfare and applying them effectively, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve their strategic objectives. Main idea number 6. Maneuver warfare is a form of indirect approach that seeks to achieve victory through the use of deception and surprise. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of indirect approach that seeks to achieve victory through the use of deception and surprise, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of indirect approach that seeks to achieve victory through the use of deception and surprise. It is based on the idea that a commander can outmaneuver an enemy by using speed, agility, and deception to gain an advantage. This approach is based on the idea that a commander can use the terrain, weather, and other factors to their advantage to gain an advantage over the enemy. The goal is to create a situation where the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive victory. Maneuver warfare relies heavily on the use of surprise and deception. A commander must be able to anticipate the enemy's moves and use this knowledge to create a situation where the enemy is unable to respond effectively. This requires a commander to be able to think quickly and make decisions on the fly. Additionally, a commander must be able to use the terrain, weather, and other factors to their advantage. Maneuver warfare is a complex and difficult approach to warfare, but it can be an effective way to gain a decisive victory. It requires a commander to be able to think quickly and make decisions on the fly, as well as to be able to use the terrain, weather, and other factors to their advantage. Additionally, it requires the use of surprise and deception to gain an advantage over the enemy. Main idea number 7. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of mobility and flexibility. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of mobility and flexibility, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of mobility and flexibility, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can use the environment to their advantage, and that by using speed and surprise, they can outmaneuver their opponent and gain an advantage. This form of warfare is based on the principles of speed, surprise, and agility, and seeks to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them into a position of disadvantage. It is a form of warfare that relies on the ability of a commander to think and act quickly, and to use the environment to their advantage. Maneuver warfare is based on the idea that a commander can use the environment to their advantage, and that by using speed and surprise, they can outmaneuver their opponent and gain an advantage. This form of warfare is based on the principles of speed, surprise, and agility, and seeks to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them into a position of disadvantage. It is a form of warfare that relies on the ability of a commander to think and act quickly, and to use the environment to their advantage. It also relies on the ability of a commander to anticipate the enemy's moves and to use the terrain to their advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of mobility and flexibility, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can use the environment to their advantage, and that by using speed and surprise, they can outmaneuver their opponent and gain an advantage. This form of warfare is based on the principles of speed, surprise, and agility, and seeks to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them into a position of disadvantage. It is a form of warfare that relies on the ability of a commander to think and act quickly, and to use the environment to their advantage. It also relies on the ability of a commander to anticipate the enemy's moves and to use the terrain to their advantage. Additionally, it requires the commander to be able to make quick decisions and to be able to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Main idea number 8. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of speed and agility. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of speed and agility, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of speed and agility, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can outmaneuver an enemy by using surprise, speed, and deception to gain an advantage. This form of warfare is characterized by the use of rapid movement, surprise attacks, and the exploitation of enemy weaknesses. It is also characterized by the use of indirect approaches, such as flanking maneuvers, to achieve objectives. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to the attack, while at the same time preserving the attacker's own forces. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of initiative, flexibility, and concentration of force. Initiative is the ability to take the initiative and act before the enemy can respond. Flexibility is the ability to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Concentration of force is the ability to focus the attack on a single point or area, while at the same time dispersing forces to prevent the enemy from concentrating their own forces. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of speed and agility, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can outmaneuver an enemy by using surprise, speed, and deception to gain an advantage. This form of warfare is characterized by the use of rapid movement, surprise attacks, and the exploitation of enemy weaknesses. It is also characterized by the use of indirect approaches, such as flanking maneuvers, to achieve objectives. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to the attack, while at the same time preserving the attacker's own forces. Main idea number 9. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of surprise and deception. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of surprise and deception, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of surprise and deception, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can create a situation of advantage over an enemy by using speed, agility, and flexibility to outmaneuver them. This is done by using a variety of tactics such as feints, flanking maneuvers, and ambushes to confuse and disorient the enemy. The goal is to create a situation where the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain the upper hand and achieve victory. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and experience to master. It requires a commander to think strategically and to be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. It also requires a commander to be able to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. The key to success in maneuver warfare is to be able to outthink and outmaneuver the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. Maneuver warfare has been used throughout history, from the ancient Greeks to the modern day. It is a powerful tool for commanders to use in order to gain the upper hand in battle. By using surprise and deception, a commander can create a situation of advantage over an enemy and achieve victory. Main idea number 10. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect approach. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect approach, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect approach. This approach is based on the idea that a commander can gain an advantage over an enemy by outmaneuvering them, rather than engaging in direct confrontation. This is done by using a variety of tactics such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility to gain an advantage over the enemy. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them into a position of disadvantage. This can be done by attacking the enemy's weak points, exploiting their vulnerabilities, and using the terrain to your advantage. By using these tactics, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and ultimately achieve victory. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and knowledge. It requires a commander to be able to think strategically and to be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. It also requires a commander to be able to make quick decisions and to be able to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. In order to be successful, a commander must be able to identify the enemy's weaknesses and exploit them. Additionally, a commander must be able to use the terrain to their advantage and to be able to outmaneuver the enemy. Maneuver warfare is a powerful tool that can be used to gain an advantage over an enemy. It requires a commander to be able to think strategically and to be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. By using a variety of tactics such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and ultimately achieve victory. Main idea number 11. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect fire. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect fire, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of indirect fire. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than engaging in direct confrontation. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to a given situation, while at the same time preserving the initiative of the attacker. This is done by using indirect fire, such as artillery, to disrupt the enemy's lines of communication and supply, while at the same time using direct fire to attack the enemy's forces. By using indirect fire, the attacker can remain mobile and unpredictable, while at the same time avoiding direct confrontation with the enemy. Maneuver warfare also seeks to exploit the enemy's weaknesses and vulnerabilities. This is done by attacking the enemy's weak points, such as supply lines, communications, and command and control centers. By attacking these weak points, the attacker can disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to a given situation, while at the same time preserving the initiative of the attacker. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than engaging in direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and experience. It is a form of warfare that requires the attacker to be able to think and act quickly, while at the same time being able to anticipate the enemy's moves. This form of warfare is often used in asymmetric warfare, where the attacker has a significant advantage over the defender. By using maneuver warfare, the attacker can gain an advantage over the defender, while at the same time avoiding direct confrontation. Main idea number 12. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that the most effective way to defeat an enemy is to disrupt their plans and force them to react to your own. This is done by using speed, surprise, and deception to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is not about brute force, but rather about using the enemy's weaknesses against them. It is about using the terrain, weather, and other conditions to your advantage, and using the enemy's own strengths against them. It is about using the enemy's own resources against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is about using the enemy's own tactics against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is about using the enemy's own strategies against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that the most effective way to defeat an enemy is to disrupt their plans and force them to react to your own. This is done by using speed, surprise, and deception to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own resources against them, such as their weapons, equipment, and personnel. It is about using the terrain, weather, and other conditions to your advantage, and using the enemy's own strengths against them. It is about using the enemy's own tactics against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is about using the enemy's own strategies against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that the most effective way to defeat an enemy is to disrupt their plans and force them to react to your own. This is done by using speed, surprise, and deception to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own resources against them, such as their weapons, equipment, and personnel. It is about using the terrain, weather, and other conditions to your advantage, and using the enemy's own strengths against them. It is about using the enemy's own tactics against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own strategies against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is about using the enemy's own weaknesses against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuvering forces, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that the most effective way to defeat an enemy is to disrupt their plans and force them to react to your own. This is done by using speed, surprise, and deception to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own resources against them, such as their weapons, equipment, and personnel. It is about using the terrain, weather, and other conditions to your advantage, and using the enemy's own strengths against them. It is about using the enemy's own tactics against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own strategies against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is about using the enemy's own weaknesses against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. It is also about using the enemy's own mistakes against them, and using the element of surprise to gain an advantage. Main idea number 13. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms. It is based on the idea that a commander can achieve victory by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than relying on direct confrontation. This approach requires the commander to use a variety of tactics, such as deception, surprise, and speed, to gain an advantage over the enemy. The goal is to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to achieve their objectives. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of flexibility, initiative, and speed. The commander must be able to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield and take advantage of opportunities as they arise. This requires the commander to have a thorough understanding of the enemy's capabilities and intentions, as well as the terrain and weather conditions. The commander must also be able to make quick decisions and act decisively in order to take advantage of fleeting opportunities. Maneuver warfare also requires the commander to use a variety of forces in order to achieve their objectives. This includes the use of infantry, armor, artillery, air power, and other specialized forces. The commander must be able to coordinate these forces in order to create a synergistic effect that will overwhelm the enemy. The commander must also be able to use these forces in a way that maximizes their effectiveness while minimizing their vulnerability. Maneuver warfare is a complex form of operational maneuver that requires a great deal of skill and experience. It is not a one-size-fits-all approach, and the commander must be able to tailor their tactics to the specific situation. However, when used correctly, maneuver warfare can be an effective way to achieve victory on the battlefield. Main idea number 14. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms tactics. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms tactics, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of combined arms tactics, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can achieve a decisive victory by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. This approach requires a commander to be flexible and creative in their approach to battle, as they must be able to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's cohesion and morale, while preserving the commander's own forces. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as feints, flanking maneuvers, and surprise attacks, to create confusion and chaos among the enemy. By doing so, the commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and ultimately achieve victory. Maneuver warfare is a complex and demanding form of warfare, and requires a commander to have a deep understanding of the battlefield and the enemy's capabilities. It also requires a commander to be able to think strategically and anticipate the enemy's moves. In addition, the commander must be able to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield and make decisions quickly and decisively. Finally, the commander must be able to effectively coordinate the actions of their forces in order to maximize their effectiveness. Maneuver warfare is a powerful tool for commanders and can be used to great effect in a variety of situations. It is particularly useful in asymmetric warfare, where one side has a significant advantage in terms of resources or technology. By using maneuver warfare, a commander can use their limited resources to maximum effect and can often achieve victory against a much larger and better equipped enemy. Main idea number 15. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuver warfare tactics. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuver warfare tactics, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare focuses on the use of mobility, surprise, and deception to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. It is based on the idea that the best way to defeat an enemy is to attack them where they are weakest, rather than engaging them in a direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare tactics can include flanking maneuvers, feints, ambushes, and other tactics designed to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them to react to the attacker's movements. By using these tactics, a commander can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory without having to engage in a direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and experience to master. It requires a commander to be able to think strategically and anticipate the enemy's movements. It also requires a commander to be able to make quick decisions and adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. In order to be successful, a commander must be able to recognize opportunities to outmaneuver the enemy and take advantage of them. Maneuver warfare is a powerful tool for achieving victory in battle, but it is not without its risks. If a commander is not careful, they can find themselves in a situation where they are outmaneuvered and outgunned by the enemy. Therefore, it is important for a commander to understand the principles of maneuver warfare and be able to recognize when it is appropriate to use it. Main idea number 16. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare, rather than direct confrontation. It is based on the idea that a commander can achieve victory by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than relying on brute force. This form of warfare is characterized by the use of surprise, speed, and agility to gain an advantage over the enemy. It also involves the use of deception and psychological warfare to confuse and disorient the enemy. The goal of maneuver warfare is to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive advantage. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of initiative, flexibility, and concentration of force. Initiative is the ability to take the initiative and act before the enemy can respond. Flexibility is the ability to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Concentration of force is the ability to focus the available forces on the most important objectives. By using these principles, a commander can create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive advantage. Maneuver warfare is a complex form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and experience. It requires a commander to be able to think strategically and to be able to anticipate the enemy's moves. It also requires a commander to be able to make quick decisions and to be able to adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. By using the principles of maneuver warfare, a commander can gain a decisive advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. Main idea number 17. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is based on the idea that the enemy can be defeated by outmaneuvering them, rather than through direct confrontation. This approach to warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's ability to respond to changing conditions on the battlefield, while at the same time exploiting opportunities to gain an advantage. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to outmaneuver the enemy and gain an advantage. The goal of maneuver warfare is to achieve victory through the use of these tactics, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare tactics. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved. Main idea number 18. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare techniques. Idea summary. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare techniques, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare techniques. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare seeks to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them to react to the maneuvering force's actions. This can be done through the use of surprise, speed, and deception. By using these tactics, the maneuvering force can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. Maneuver warfare is based on the idea that the enemy can be defeated by outmaneuvering them, rather than by direct confrontation. This approach to warfare requires the use of tactics such as surprise, speed, and deception. By using these tactics, the maneuvering force can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's plans and force them to react to the maneuvering force's actions. This can be done by using surprise attacks, rapid movement, and deception to confuse and disorient the enemy. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires careful planning and execution. It requires the use of tactics such as surprise, speed, and deception to gain an advantage over the enemy. It also requires the ability to think and act quickly in order to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. By using these tactics, the maneuvering force can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. Main idea number 19. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare strategies. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare strategies, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare strategies. It is based on the idea that a commander can achieve victory by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than relying on direct confrontation. This form of warfare is characterized by the use of surprise, speed, and agility to gain an advantage over the enemy. It also involves the use of deception and psychological warfare to confuse and disorient the enemy. The goal of maneuver warfare is to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive advantage. Maneuver warfare is based on the principles of initiative, flexibility, and concentration of force. Initiative is the ability to take the initiative and act before the enemy can respond. Flexibility is the ability to quickly adapt to changing conditions on the battlefield. Concentration of force is the ability to focus the available forces on the most important objectives. By using these principles, a commander can create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive advantage. Maneuver warfare is a complex form of warfare that requires a deep understanding of the enemy, the terrain, and the capabilities of one's own forces. It also requires a great deal of creativity and imagination in order to create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively. By using the principles of initiative, flexibility, and concentration of force, a commander can create a situation in which the enemy is unable to respond effectively, allowing the commander to gain a decisive advantage. Main idea number 20. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare principles. Idea summary: maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare principles, rather than direct confrontation. Maneuver warfare is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare principles. This approach to warfare is based on the idea that victory can be achieved by outmaneuvering the enemy, rather than through direct confrontation. The goal of maneuver warfare is to disrupt the enemy's ability to fight, while preserving one's own forces. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to gain an advantage over the enemy. The idea is to use the enemy's weaknesses against them, while avoiding their strengths. This approach to warfare has been used throughout history, and is still used today by many militaries around the world. The principles of maneuver warfare are based on the idea that the best way to win a battle is to outmaneuver the enemy. This means that the focus is on using tactics that will disrupt the enemy's ability to fight, while preserving one's own forces. This is done by using a variety of tactics, such as surprise, deception, speed, and agility, to gain an advantage over the enemy. The idea is to use the enemy's weaknesses against them, while avoiding their strengths. This approach to warfare has been used throughout history, and is still used today by many militaries around the world. Maneuver warfare is a complex and dynamic form of warfare that requires a great deal of skill and knowledge. It requires a deep understanding of the enemy, their strengths and weaknesses, and the terrain. It also requires a great deal of creativity and flexibility, as the situation can change quickly and the tactics must be adapted accordingly. The principles of maneuver warfare can be applied to any type of conflict, from conventional warfare to guerrilla warfare. Maneuver warfare is a powerful tool that can be used to achieve victory in a variety of situations. It is a form of operational maneuver that seeks to achieve victory through the use of operational maneuver warfare principles, rather than direct confrontation. By using surprise, deception, speed, and agility, one can gain an advantage over the enemy and achieve victory. This approach to warfare has been used throughout history, and is still used today by many militaries around the world.